In the early hours of this morning, a deadly tornado plowed through Evansville, Indiana, in the southwest corner of the state on the Kentucky border. In the Twister's path, a trailer park, more than 20 people were killed and nearly 200 injured. Search and rescue teams spent the day looking for more victims. Andrew Yeager is the news director at member station WNIM in Evansville and has been at the scene. Hello there, Andrew.
Hello.
Could you please tell us what you saw today?
Sure. I was driving around and was able to see the trailer park, and it appeared to me that about a third of the trailers had been leveled. The area surrounding that had power lines that were draped over tree limbs, and roadways were sometimes down to one lane because of debris.
This happened overnight, Andrew. Did the Weather Service issue tornado warnings before people went to bed?
There were watches in effect, as I recall, and I woke up. I actually live only about a mile or a mile and a half to the area that the tornado went through, and heard sirens and heard the warnings going on. But as I understand it from people who lived in the trailer park, it was just so sudden there was hardly any time to react.
How did people describe this, the sound of it coming, what they first saw after the impact?
It was the sound of a freight train that you so often hear associated with tornadoes. And one woman I talked to said it came on so suddenly, it was over in about 30 seconds. And what was most painful to her was after the tornado had passed, it was quiet, and she began to hear names of people living in the area being yelled out into the night, people trying to find those that presumably had been covered by debris and the damage.
Andrew Yeager of member station WNIM speaking with us from Evansville, Indiana. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.